Another busy week in the Iowa State House in Des Moines. Good morning, everybody. Pat Powers with our Community Corner for this last day of January, being joined today with our State Representative Shannon Latham, who joins me. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to be with you on this good-looking finish to the month of January. Well, the big story this week, Shannon, just happened yesterday on the 30th, and that had to do with casinos in the state, kind of a moratorium on that. This has been discussed for much of the week, and you had to vote on this, so fill us in on what all took place.
Yes, so the bill that was before us would place a five-year moratorium on new casinos in Iowa, and it needs to pass the Senate by next Thursday, I believe it is, and then make its way to the governor's desk. So what they're trying to do is the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission is scheduled to vote on whether or not Cedar Rapids Casino can happen, and I think that vote is scheduled to take place on February 6th. So there's a race against the clock, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't have casinos here in our north central Iowa area. The nearest one would be over in Jefferson County and up around the Emmitsburg area, up near the Iowa-Minnesota border, just off Interstate 35. But what have you been hearing from people in this part of the state?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't hear from my constituents on this, and I will say that to me the vote wasn't about whether or not we should expand gambling in Iowa. To me, it was a lot about the process. And I really felt like we already have a process in place, and we should just work through that process. And so that was why I decided to vote no against the bill. I felt like it was this 11th hour attempt. I completely understand both sides of the issues. I understand the representatives who voted in favor of the moratorium were representing their districts. They were afraid that, you know, cannibalism might happen to the casinos in that area in eastern Iowa. But I know here in rural Iowa, we don't have as many economic development opportunities as, you know, people that are close to the larger cities have. So I also thought, you know, there might be other forms of gambling. I don't know what that is, sports betting or things that we might want somewhere. And so I just thought, again, there's a process in place. We should let the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission do its job.
And, of course, that vote is scheduled for next Thursday on February 6th regarding the matter with the casinos we were talking about. So you also had another issue there in the State House in Des Moines that had to do with the National Guard scholarships?
Right. There were two bills that passed yesterday. One of them was for advanced education. And I was just trying to pull up my newsletter real quick. I did give a brief explanation about both of them in my newsletter this week. But really, both of them are to increase scholarships. One of them is that if somebody has already gotten a scholarship, they can't get more money than the tuition. So, you know, sometimes you get like a reimbursement if you've paid too much. So in this case, if somebody had more scholarship than what they needed, that money would go back into the pot so it could be available for other Guard members.
Which isn't too bad, and I'm sure you've heard a lot from people this past week about it.
Yeah, so certainly I believe that Iowans, especially in our district, are very much supportive of veterans, and I have all the respect in the world for those who are willing to serve their country. So I proudly voted yes for both of these bills. I think, you know, it's good for them personally to be able to extend their education, and it's just good for our state when we have people that can come into a skilled workforce. And we know that military is certainly skilled in a lot of areas, but sometimes it takes that degree for an employer to give them a certain job.
We're speaking with our State Representative Shannon Latham today on KQWC about this past week in the Iowa State Legislature. Other than the issue regarding casinos and the National Guard scholarships, what else took place in Des Moines this week?
So this week it was more continued subcommittee work. So again, every bill that gets introduced gets assigned to a committee. The committee chair then gives it to a subcommittee. It must pass through the subcommittee in order to make it to the full committee, and then it must pass through full committee to get to the floor. So there was a lot of subcommittee action this week as well as committee action, so that we're getting more bills ready for floor votes, or more, I should say, more bills could be eligible for floor votes.
All right, and what's coming up this next week there in Des Moines there, Shannon?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard like what the next big thing is going to be for next week. Typically on Mondays, we have what's a quadrant meeting. And so there are four sections of where our seats are in the Iowa House. So on Mondays, we meet with our quadrant leader and find out the game plan for the next week. So on Thursdays, we get the schedule for next week as far as when committees meet. So I know my committee schedule, but I just don't know what's going to be, I guess, you know, maybe the topic for debate yet until Monday.
Oh, sure. So look forward to that. And, of course, that's about it. But anything else you have to share with us this morning?
Yeah, so it's these first 3 weeks have been filled with a lot of constituent visits. And so this week I talked with superintendents from House District 55. We talked again about school supplemental aid. I guess I should say, Pat, I know that will be one of the big topics of discussion next week. Iowa law requires the legislature to set that SSA or state student aid, which is, you know, the per pupil increase for the school districts across Iowa. And Iowa law requires us to pass that. I think it's 30 days from the time the governor gives her address. So we're up against the time clock on that. And I know the Senate came out this week, said they support the governor with her 2% increase to SSA. There are a lot of House members, including myself, saying we need to find other ways to help support the schools in our district. So some of those things we're talking about are increasing operational sharing, increasing the transportation equity, because, you know, we've got schools in our rural districts that have to travel a lot further to pick up their kids. And so we're taking a look at other ways that we can help provide some additional funding for the schools in our district. So that was something that was a topic this week. It's something we've discussed a lot, and I look for that to be a big topic next week, because time, like I said, time's running out, and we really do need to get that bill passed.
Well, Shannon, looks as though you're going to have one busy week next week, and we'll hear more from you at the same time next week right here.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.